You know, the Jewish people have a saying, next year in Jerusalem, for Pflugerville Community Church, as it applies to our Christmas Eve service, next year in the gym, where we'll be able to seat everyone, I hope. So thanks. Thank you for bearing with us tonight. I know when Steve said, you may be seated, I thought, well, not everybody, but it's all right. A short message, we're going to light the candles, sing, and we'll be done. Throughout this Advent season, our theme text has been the 23rd Psalm. That's right. I mean, if you haven't been here, I've been preaching on the 23rd Psalm at 6 verses for like 5 weeks or so, 5 or 6 weeks. The primary metaphor in the 23rd Psalm, everybody knows. It's, of course, the shepherd. The shepherd caring for his sheep. God is compared to a good shepherd, and his people, us, we are his sheep. Sheep need a shepherd. Sheep can't really survive without a shepherd. They need a shepherd for protection, for guidance, and sometimes sheep need a shepherd because they need to be rescued if they get in trouble. Sheep tend to be stubborn. They tend to stray. They tend to ignore the guidance of the shepherd. So the metaphor kind of works, doesn't it? Right? So my favorite line in the psalm, well, I'll admit sometimes my favorite line in the psalm changes from over time, but right now, my favorite line in the 23rd Psalm is, "He restores my soul." I quote that psalm. I recite it just about every day. Usually on the way from my house to the office here at the church. And sometimes I'll start it out, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul." And I just stop right there and give thanks. Now the statement, "He restores my soul," it sounds kind of like a personal experience that the author of the psalm is talking about. And of course, if you know anything about David, who was the author of the 23rd Psalm, you know it most definitely was a personal experience that he seems to be remembering late in life when he probably wrote the psalm. David, whom God himself described as a man after my own heart, managed to fall away from God from time to time. Sometimes in a really big way. That means he sinned. That means he lost sight of the good shepherd, and he acted like he didn't need a shepherd anymore. And he just went his own way. He lived for himself, became as a god unto himself. So I'm thinking maybe David is remembering one of his worst falls. Perhaps the time he fell into sin, or actually willingly stepped into sin, with Bathsheba when he wrote, "He restores my soul." His lust and selfish desire led him to steal another man's wife, arrange for that man's murder, and then lie about it and cover it up. So it's hard to imagine a man doing more damage to his own soul as well as to those that he's supposed to lead as their like shepherd king. So God sends a prophet, Nathan, to confront David, to kind of wake him up to his condition. And his condition was that he was far removed from God, his shepherd. So the prophet comes to David, and he tells David a story of two men. He says, "King, there's two men. One was very rich with large flocks of sheep and livestock. And the other man was very poor with only one little ewe lamb that he raised as a pet and loved like one of his daughters. And when the rich man had an out-of-town guest, that rich man didn't take one of his many sheep to prepare a meal for his guest. Instead, he stole the poor man's little ewe lamb, that little precious lamb, and he slaughtered it and he served it for dinner for his guest." Well, David, the king, he's furious when he hears the story. And he swore that the rich man would pay back fourfold what he had stolen. And that he really even deserved death for this incredibly harsh deed. And just as David's ire is really up, the prophet points his finger at the king and he bellows, "You are the man." And then David gets it. It's not a story about a man who stole a lamb. It's about a man who stole another man's wife. And David is stricken to the depths of his soul. And he immediately confesses his sin and he repents. In Psalm 51, it details his prayer of repentance. Part of that prayer goes like this: "Hide your face from my sins. Blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit in me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me." And God did. He forgave David's sin. He restored his soul. For David, this line of the psalm, "He restores my soul," it's not some nice piece of theological theory. It's a soul-saving, life-changing experience of God's grace. Sometimes it's our stubborn, intentional, premeditated sin that separates us from the Good Shepherd. Like the prodigal son in the parable Jesus told, sometimes we just willfully turn away from our Father and go our own way and act like we don't need God, we don't need a Good Shepherd. Other times, the distance, the separation from God is not so much intentional. Sometimes we just get distracted, get caught up in the world, and we drift. Either way, we need God to blot out our iniquity and restore our souls. I do. Again and again and again. We need God to create in us a pure heart. We need the presence of His Holy Spirit again. And it was for that purpose that Christ was born. As Isaiah put it, "All we like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord laid upon him the iniquity of us all." The shepherd intends to restore the sheep by becoming one of them. The gospel is about the good shepherd who becomes one of the sheep to save them from their sin and restore their souls. When John the Baptist saw Jesus coming, he said, "Behold, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Paul refers to Christ as our Passover lamb that has been sacrificed. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth, not just of Jesus, that's true, but it's Jesus who is the Lamb of God come to restore our souls, which He did through the cross. So, have you willfully turned away from the Good Shepherd? Or have you just in the last year drifted? Well, behold the birth of the Lamb of God for you to restore your soul, that you may walk with the Good Shepherd and sing with all the saints who have gone before us and await us in heaven. And they sing, "To Him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever and ever." After all, we who believe in the Lamb and follow the Good Shepherd, we're destined to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So, I'd like us to recite the 23rd Psalm one more time together, but I'm going to put it on the screen in case, because all the members of the church were supposed to have this memorized by last Sunday. I'm sure they did, but for those guests, we're just going to go ahead and put it up there so we can all say it together, the 23rd Psalm. If you learned it in a different version, that's okay. Say it in whatever version you want, it'll be close enough. Let's recite the psalm again together. Mike, you going to bring these lights down a little bit? A little bit more. All right, we ready? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. May your heart be filled with joy as you celebrate the coming of the Lamb of God who restores your soul. Amen. Merry Christmas and good night. Be careful on your way out.